This is Kurt.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
Oh, you're with
Customer Support. We are a third party call center, so we house for many different products. Did you opt in to receive a call back for customer support?
Yeah, essentially it has to do with okay, I'm going to close all my information off the computer. Let's see here. Oh, I can get it up to call. Hold on one second. Let me tell you the name of the company. I got a report that there was a charge trying to be applied to my credit card, which was an error. So the insurer or the credit card company marked it as fraudulent, but it's for this company, and it is, name of the company is Limitless Smart Gadgets SU.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can look that information up, your zip code?
Zip code where I live is 75231, and my ship to address is 75206.
75206. Okay, let me see. Okay, what's your name?
Kurt Weber, K-U-R-T, W-E-B-E-R.
Okay, Kurt, can you verify your full shipping address for me, please?
Well, there's two of them. I also have stuff to my billing address, too. 6730 East Northwest Highway, Dallas, Texas, 75231 is the bill to and a ship to address. And the other one is 2310 North Henderson Avenue, Suite 533, Dallas, Texas, 52206.
Yes, that's the one we have on file, the 2310 North Henderson Avenue. That's what we have. Okay,
yeah.
Give me a moment, let me, because I can't see anything else, but my system is still loading. So give me a moment.
Okay, no problem. I was the one that delayed you. So. I actually forgot I left a message.
Okay. No, we are open 24 hours. You can call us anytime.
Okay,
Mr. Kurt. So how can I help you today?
Well, there was the reason I got in touch with this particular company was they were doing a survey for, I think, Best Buy. So I answered the survey, and they said, well, if you want one of these items, we have it discounted or free. I picked out a backpack. It's for the heck of it. It was like a $5 charge, which I approved, and the credit card company actually came back and said, this looks like a scam. And I said, no, I actually did it. It's $5.74 on December 4th, and said it was valid. So I realized then that there wasn't a invoice or anything sent to my email, so I thought that was a little weird. So I totally forgot about it. Then the other night, when I was trying to sleep, we got a text in that there was a charge of $67.32 from this company, and they said, "Is this a valid or approved charge?" And I go, "Hell no, no, it's not." So I called the credit card company. They have locked down my credit card, and I finally convinced them that, you know, there's some misunderstanding or something on this, and so they released the credit card, but the $67.32 on Friday is not valid at all.
Okay, so I do see on the 4th, like you stated, where you pay for the $5. You paid $5.74 for that tactical bag, which was free. And
yeah,
you paid the $5.74 shipping and handling.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, with that tactical bag comes a membership. So I don't know, did you see the charges? Did you see the terms and conditions at the time that you placed the order? But it should have been somewhere on there, maybe at the very bottom.
Well, this has happened to me before, and I'll tell you what it is. It is a scam. What they do is they put an extremely small print, which doesn't show on the computer screen. And I was wondering that when I was doing this. I go, some of this stuff is pretty expensive. They're often for like $20. This is like a $100 item or so. So I chose a little one. But I was looking for it, and I did not see it. Nor is the website available anymore. Nor is the text available anymore.
Oh,
so
my
there's
God.
There's something, and there's no, and the phone number is you guys.
Oh,
so,
my.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And this happened to me once before, and I was able to finally get it all taken off. But what I had to go through to do that was unbelievable. So I shouldn't even be bothered with this stuff. But there's so much of this scam stuff going on out there, and I'm really pretty careful on it. But this one probably was, but they were asking legitimate questions. And it was a marketing questionnaire, which we do ourselves. And, you know, sometimes you offer a little something as a, you know, answer this, we'll give you $5 or a Starbucks coupon or something. And this was just a backpack for $5, which is fine. Of course, I haven't received it, which is another red flag.
Oh, my. Yes, sir. A membership comes with
the tactical. I don't want a membership.
Yes,
I never,
sir,
accepted a membership. Yeah, I never did that.
Yes, that's why you have, well, you try to come through on the 10th of 6732. But at first,
yeah,
you had to come through on the 9th and your card declined it. But that's what it was. He was wondering what it was. Is a membership is attached to the tactical bag.
Yeah,
there's not gonna
be a membership because I didn't approve it. So take all that off, and the reason I'm calling is because my credit card company recommended I call you guys to make sure that it got taken care of.
Okay, now I can't refund you for that shipping and handling because it's a valid charge, but I can track and see where that bag, the tactical bag.
Yeah,
is.
No, that's fine. The $5 was
okay.
Totally acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can track the bag. It may have shipped. I haven't been down there since Friday, so it may have already shipped.
No, it's showing on my end that it has shipped, so let me see where it is.
Probably in the middle of mail. It's Christmas time.
Yeah, and I know the mail is extremely, they bagged up. But I know UPS, I think it's coming by the Postal Service.
Yeah.
On its way, departed. We're saying it's departed Texas, departed Grand Prairie, Texas, and I don't know how far that is from you. It departed Texas and it's on its way, but it's not giving me a delivery date.
What day did it depart?
Hold on, let me go back up there. It's saying it departed on the 9th. Grand Prairie.
Oh, that's
Texas.
That was Friday. Yeah, I haven't been down there since Thursday.
Okay, but it had.
So it's probably
on
there.
Its way. Yeah, it's on its way to you. That's the way it departed, so it's on its way to you. But I'm saying it's not showing me a delivery date where it will be delivered to you. So it shouldn't be too far because I see where you're in Texas too. So.
Oh yeah, Grand Prairie is drivable. It's only an hour away.
Okay, well maybe you'll get that either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm not worried about it. $5 is no big deal anyway.
Okay.
But I didn't sign up for any kind of a plan.
Okay, now I can, let me go ahead on, while I got you on the phone, and cancel everything out so you won't be charged for anything.
That'd be fine. The $5 is fine. Leave that one there.
I'm sorry for the information was, you know, it didn't advertise. I apologize for that.
Yeah. People are always trying to get something out of my wallet.
And it's the holidays, too. You have to be very careful with that. I remember back in the day, I didn't use credit cards. I just would send money orders.
Yeah, those were the days.
They don't use it. Everything's like digital now, you know?
Well, I kind of like it because then you've got a paper trail. I should say a digital trail.
Oh, okay. So I do have it. Give me a moment. Okay, sir, do you have, I have got you counseled. Do you have anything to write down, like as far as your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. It's Citizen Charlie 263-026-010.
So Citizen Charlie 263-026-010. Good. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling Customer Support, and you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.